views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Well, good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined us today. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall day in upstate New York. The sun is shining, the leaves are changing colors, and it's still a little warm outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I thank you so much for sharing your brilliant energy with me, and we are going to do some awesome things together with spirit. So I hope that you'll stay with me for the next hour, and let's open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to that intuition, those gut instincts, and so much more. And if you're wondering how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information on how to schedule a private reading with me in person or over the phone, and about any of my upcoming classes, workshops, or events. We have got an absolutely fantastic show today, and I'm so very excited to introduce you to my guest shortly. But before we get into that, I wanted to kind of give you a few little tidbits on what's going on and what's new. So we have had some of the best callers that have been reaching out and calling into the show, and today you're going to have an opportunity to actually call in and to touch in with our guest who's going to be connecting you with spirit. So I hope that you will consider giving us a call. And this is now your cue to grab that pen and paper and jot down our number. You can reach us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So give us a call. We would love to talk to you. I have been super crazy busy here and just churning out ideas. I am a creature of habit for those of you that know me well. And even though change is a very, very good thing, I have been crazy, crazy busy. I started the process of, I'm kind of deep into working on a children's book right now about mediumship. I'm getting ready to launch some webinars coming shortly about working with your spirit guides. And I've also started a YouTube channel, which I'm kind of excited about. So all great things that you can find more information about on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB. Or they'll also be on my website, so you can find information there. But busy, busy, which is good. Never a dull moment here. And I think that's how spirit likes to have me. So, well, without further ado, let's talk to our guest today. You know, one of the things that I absolutely love about this show and this format is that I am able to have guests on who not only inspire me, but people that truly knock my socks off, that make me think and really push me to continue to think of myself as a student of spirit. And I'm so excited today to have Dr. Neil Zebakowski on my show. I had an amazing experience with Dr. Neil. Gosh, it had to be like 8 or 9 years ago. Dr. Neil is a medium, registered medium in Lilydale, New York, and I had gone out there with a group of my students, actually, And I wanted to get a reading while I was out there to treat myself. And I had one of the most amazing experiences of him bringing through phenomenal messages, validating family members that had passed away. It takes a lot to knock my socks off. And this man did that. And I'm still to this day giddy when I think about that experience. So I feel very, very spoiled to have him on my show. Dr. Neil has passed evaluations for mediumship by the Lilydale Assembly Spiritualist Organization, as well as the Forever Family Foundation. He was ordained as a spiritualist minister 1 month after he graduated as an MD from medical school in 1978. He's been HIV positive for over 33 years and continues to live in excellent health, partly because he's followed guidance from his spirit guides, to help to get him through that time when no medications were available. He has a strong interest in Native American spirituality and organizes sweat lodge ceremonies that take place every summer in Lilydale. And he also sponsors internationally recognized physical mediums to give seances in his home. And I cannot wait to ask him about that. He's also serving a term on the Lilydale Assembly Board of Directors and is active in the local spiritualist churches there. And as I mentioned earlier, during the second part of the show, we are going to actually take some calls with him. And I'm just getting a little note that we actually lost Neil, who was on the line with us. So we're going to have him back in a few minutes, actually, and to be able to talk to him. But Neil has a really, really impressive story and an impressive journey with what he's done with spirit. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, he's a medical doctor, has an MD in family practice, and has been working as a medium and a minister for a very, very long time. So I am really excited to be able to talk to him and to find out more about his experience. But one of the things that I think is really going to knock your socks off, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to have Neil on the show, is that Neil does a lot of work with physical mediumship. And physical mediumship is where basically, a spirit will come through and they will produce what we call phenomena. So this is activity, whether it's things that other people, the untrained eye, as we say, can see or can hear. We are able to connect in with spirits. We are able to feel their presence, to see them with these physical mediums. Some of the work that I do with my students in my development classes is we work on physical mediumship, and whether that's getting wrappings on the ceiling, which sounds like little knocks or taps or sometimes very loud bangs, to try to work to getting an apparition, so to be able to physically see a spirit with our physical eyes, to be able to hear a voice with our ears. Physical phenomena is super hard work. There aren't a lot of mediums out there that are doing that type of work. So I'm really excited to be able to talk to Neil and to find out about what is some of this work that he does with these physical mediums and how they work with him and what they've been able to produce. So I'm excited to see what he has to say to that. And Neil, in my opinion, is also a very pure and true medium in that sense, in the perspective that he is somebody that all he needs is the sound of your voice. So I identify with the way that he does mediumship. When I work with clients over the radio here, all I need is your voice to connect in with your loved ones. And Neil works the same exact way. So I'm hoping that you will consider giving us a call and connecting in with him. And again, that number, if you want it, is 800-930-2819. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that when we get Neil back in a couple moments. Now, you've probably also heard me mention, as I've been talking about Neil and Lilydale as well, some of you might who are just tuning into the show or might be new to the show are wondering, what the heck is this Lilydale, Kelly? Where is this? Well, Lilydale is a gated spiritualist community that is in the western part of New York State. It's out near Fredonia, a little bit past Buffalo. And I believe they're celebrating shortly, I want to say maybe their 135th year. And Lilydale is the oldest spiritualist Speechless Camp in the United States, and it served as a place where mediums could come and demonstrate the work that they did with spirit. They've had lots of famous people, from Susan B. Anthony to Mae West, that have flocked to Lilydale to do work. And I've had a couple other Lilydale mediums on the show if you've tuned in, and you can always check out the archives of those shows, Reverend Ann Gangham, and we've had a spirit artist from there as well, and you can check out those archives on my website to listen to those shows as well. But in order to be a medium at Lilydale, you need to to go through a rigorous amount of testing and to do a lot of work with spirit to prove that you can show the continuation of life, that you can show that life does go on and move on, to give validation to people that you do have their loved ones on the other side. So Neil went through those experiences and became a registered medium at Lilydale, and that's where I saw him for the first time. And I'll share this little snippet with you, because I'm sure Neil does not remember this, because as a medium, that work that we do, they use us like a channel. Out the information comes and out it goes when you walk out our door. But I was sitting with him on a porch in a beautiful, beautiful old home, and he opened the door, a spirit opened the door, and he called a relative's name and said, "Oh, so-and-so's here," knocked my socks off. It was an amazing moment. And with that said, we are going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Neil Sapkowski with us, and we'll be right back.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagoo.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. And we'll have an archive of the show up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show as well. Well, we have, Spirit has been just having lots of fun with us and disconnecting calls and all sorts of good things. But I am thrilled to say that we have Dr. Neil back on the phone. And Dr. Neil, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully Spirit won't disconnect me again. We'll blame them. They have broad shoulders, infinitely broad shoulders, as a matter of fact.
Without a doubt. So, Neil, I am so thrilled. I want to hear about your story. How did you end up in medical school? And more so, how did you end up within mediumship and spiritualism?
Well, I grew up 8 miles from Lilydale. I think you told the people about Lilydale after I was disconnected. So I grew up 8 miles from there. And my father, you know, we'd go up to Casadega Lake, which is right near Lilydale, fishing, and we'd pass by this little village, and I asked him, what are all those houses there? He said, oh, those are Lilydale. There's a spiritualist. Don't go there. They're all crazy. So, of course, I had to check it out when I was in high school. And, you know, I was raised in a Catholic school, and, you know, we learned about God, and the saints spoke to Jesus, and but you had to be a saint in order to do that, and so I went for a reading thinking, is there really a God? You know, is this just a line that they're saying so we could be good boys and girls? So I went to Lilydale, got a reading. I was about 16 or 17. And so my very first reading was from a guy named Tom Bartlett, who was long past. And he told me about my Uncle Frank by name, by description. As a kid, you don't know that many people who have died, but my Uncle Frank came through and it was very evidential. And I thought, holy mackerel, this guy must have a cool trick up his sleeve, or else he's really talking to my Uncle Frank, who was no saint, and this guy isn't even a Catholic. So if it's a trick, I want to learn it, and if he can do it and he's not a Catholic and my uncle can come through and he's no saint, I should be able to learn how. So I took classes in Albany at Trinity Temple of the Holy Spirit when I went to college there, and the first class had 43 people in, and I was learning some spiritual stuff, but I got nothing as far as mediumship. And I thought, there's got to be a trick. They're not telling us. So the next year, it went from 43 down to 20 or 20-some. And I actually thought, aha, they're weeding us out to see who's really dedicated so we can all get the trick. There was still no trick. So in the middle of that second year, we were asked to read for the third year. So we got up at the podium in the church to read, and the third year class is sitting out in the audience, and I'm going, they didn't give me a trick. How am I going to do this? So I got up, and a woman itched her nose, and I thought, well, my attention is shifted toward her. So I said, ma'am, I'm coming to you. And then, you know how you download a story on the computer within seconds and you have a book? Well, yep. It was like that. I suddenly remembered driving nonstop to Key West. We'd always go through Washington, D.C. in the middle of the night, which is shorter to go right through the city than around the Beltway then at 3 a.m. And I remember the Capitol building lit up, and I remember my brother playing with Army guys. So this was all like forming in my memory, in my mind's eyes. I looked at her above her head, and so I said, on your mind is Washington, D.C., and you must have a son stationed in the Army there that you've been very worried about. And she said, exactly right. And I go, oh my God, there's no trick. If there was any trick, it was learning to trust your imagination that Spirit uses to give you a message. So that's how my mediumship started, with an aha moment.
I love it.
And the other interesting, the other interesting thing, on my very first reading, the guy said, well, he says, you're going to end up being a doctor. And I thought, no way. I don't have the brains, the money, the connections. I liked biology, though. So I was a ham radio operator. I went to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, RPI, to become an engineer. I realized halfway through that I hated math. So I thought, well, I love biology. I'll switch and be a biology major and become a biology teacher or a forest ranger because I like that. In the meantime, I'm taking spiritual unfolding classes in Albany. And so I met the pre-meds because at RPI, when you're in biology, you're pre-med. You're not going to be a biology teacher. You're not going to be a forest ranger. You're going to be a doctor. So I met all of them. And I tried to envision any one of them as my own doctor. And I thought, oh, God, no, I can't see any of these people being my doctor. Maybe I should try to go to medical school and I'll get there first before they do. So if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if not, I'll go for forest ranger or biology teacher. And the one of the mediums then, Orville Dio was his name, old medium back in Albany, gave me a reading when I was in college. And he said I would also go to medical school and I would end up at Syracuse. Taught medical school. So, well, everybody, 20 applicants for every position opened back then, and I only had a 3-4 average, and most people were getting 4-0s. So I applied to 6 schools, and other people were applying to 20. I said, well, 6, if I make it, I'm going to get in. If I don't, I don't. Well, 2 of the schools, one was Buffalo, one was Syracuse, because I liked them. And so I got interviewed at Syracuse, like my, you know, the reading said. But yep. I figured I failed it. One guy really liked me. One guy really hated me. So I thought, well, I blew that. So I went to Buffalo, interviewed with the dean of students there. He said, why do you want to be a doctor? I said, because I can't see anybody else in my class being one to get there first. He said, well, that's a pretty gutsy answer. I've never heard anybody say that. You're in. So I got accepted at Buffalo, sent in my tuition deposit. Then I get a letter from the dean of students in Syracuse saying, I want to see you. So I'm going, why is he taking time to see me with 20 applicants for every place? And I blew it. So I went to see him out of curiosity. And I really like Syracuse better than the Buffalo campus. So I said to him, you're here because I was really good on one interview and bombed the other one. He said, yeah, he said, it was so night and day that I wanted to meet you myself. And I said, well, I already sent my tuition deposit into Buffalo. He said, you've been accepted to another medical school. I said, yeah. And I sent my deposit. And he said, well, in that case, if you'd rather come here, you're welcome to. And I did. Last minute, I ended up in Syracuse, just like the reading said. So,
wow. Incredible. So now, Neil, I have a question for you. So as a medium and a medical doctor, do you consider yourself a medical intuitive at all?
No, I don't. You know, I do mediumship. I do doctoring. I can understand the both, but I don't specifically emphasize that. For a while, I used to keep, well, when a patient is open-minded enough to learn about spiritualism or alternative healings, I talk to them about it. But I really kept the two pretty separate, although occasionally I'll use my intuition in helping a patient. But as far as medical intuition for a reading itself, I kind of prefer to just separate the two. Once in a while, it'll come through with some knowledge, but it's not really my forte or my emphasis.
Sure, sure. However, I did hear that you have a lot of interest in Native American spirituality, and you conduct sweat lodges at Lilydale in the summer. I'd love to hear a little bit more about those.
Yeah, that's a Native American purification ceremony where you go into a low-lying hut with boughs that are bent over and you cover it with canvas. You put red hot stones into the center of that, close it, and it's very dark. It's completely dark. It reminds me of the old fashioned seance room, actually. And you sing ceremonial songs and pray to spirits and ask them to come and listen to your prayers and help you with healing or, you know, people you're in there with or help you need in your life. It's a beautiful, moving ceremony, and the songs are just beautiful as well. It's a great way to center. And in the Native American communities, a lot of people who need extra strength on their road to recovery, because as you know, the Native, there's a lot of alcoholism and things. So people who are in recovery will go to a sweat lodge to get spiritual strength quite often, actually. It's very good for that as well. So there's many reasons why people do these sweat lodges. And there are also other healing ceremonies that we do here, but sweat lodge is one of the easier ones to attend.
What drew your interest into Native American spirituality?
Well, my first teacher was part Native American, Penny Donovan. She was from Albany. And she said, oh, Neil, you've got to go to Bear Butte. I was out there once with my daughter, and you can hear the spirit singing, and it's the sacred mountain out in South Dakota of the Cheyenne and the Lakota. So we decided to go on a pilgrimage out there in 1990. And while we were out there, we asked the ranger, it was September of 90, and it's a state park where Bear Butte is located, and was about to close. And she said, yes. We asked her if we could stay on the ceremonial grounds that the natives use. And she said, sure, there's nobody down there. We're about to close the park next week. Anyway, just go down and you know, set up your tents down there. So we did. That settled. And then we heard what's called a Rezmobile. It's a rickety car pull up, you know, and they're near us making a fire. And there's some sweat lodge frames near there, which I had not really understood about what a sweat lodge was, except that must be it. And so they're putting stones in the fire. I'm going, what are you doing? And I said to Penny, we might as well get up and help them. We'll never sleep. So we got and helped them make the fire, and they get us into my very first. It was a medicine man and his apprentice teaching his apprentice some of the songs. And we had his 8-year-old daughter in there too. And then Penny and I are in there, and they're bringing me red hot stones in, and they're pouring water, and it's steaming. And I'm going, they're going to kill us because it was so hot. And yet I said, boy, if an 8-year-old girl can do it, I can do it. And she must have heard my fear and my thoughts, because, you know, pretty soon I feel a tug on my T-shirt. She goes, lay down. So I lay down and realized that the steam was more at the top of the lodge rather than near the cool earth. So that was my first listen and sweat lodge survival from an 8-year-old. And the lodge was beautiful. And then, you know, I had been a medium for 20 years already in 1990. So I'm trying to listen to spirits after the lodge, and they're saying, okay, now you do one. And I'm going, I can't do a lodge. I didn't get that guy's phone number to teach me. He said, well, we'll teach you. I said, nah, you know, I'm a medium and I can feel you guys, but I don't trust you. He said, well, we'll give you 3 books. Sure enough, the next day, 3 books practically fell off the shelf before we left Rapid City back for Buffalo. And, you know, the rest, all kinds of different signs and, you know, spirit works in a miraculous way. There's all kinds of signs basically said, you do this lodge. So I've been doing sweat lodges ever since, and certainly had learned from the natives the songs and some of the ceremonial protocol that I didn't know when I first started doing it. But I followed my guidance with spirit all the way.
Neil, let me have you hold that thought for a second. We just have to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to be opening up our phone lines at 800-930-2819. I can't wait for you guys to connect with our fantastic guest, medium and medical doctor, Dr. Neil Zipkowski. We'll be right back.
Don't shine no more.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website, reflectiveharmony.com, for an archive of today's show and also some of my appearances on the Dr. Pat Show. So we have been chatting with the very, very wonderful Dr. Neil Zepkowski, medium and medical doctor. And we're going to actually take some callers in just a couple moments, but there is one really big thing that I want to talk to Neil about, and I just can't resist. Neil, I have such a major, major draw and interest in physical mediumship, and it's something that you know, I try to work with my students on. You know, we have a lot of, we've gotten some raps, we've heard voices a few times, we've seen partial apparitions, you know, baby steps, but I have such a major interest in it. And you actually you've been doing a lot of work with physical mediumship and bringing physical mediums to the U.S. to do work. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I mentioned as I was learning that the first thing I realized for mediumship was that they use your imagination to give you messages that make sense to the people. So that's mental mediumship. Physical mediumship is actually when the spirits use not your mind, but the physical objects around you to show that they are there and able to do things. So everybody can see lights flash in the room, or objects float around in the air, or feel touches on themselves. And those are physical evidential things, which are way outside your imagination and your mind's eye. It's not your imagination. Everybody sees the same thing. So that's called physical phenomena. And I was interested in it, and I wasn't finding it in the United States. So I went over to Europe, to Spain and England, and found some physical mediums and met them and invited them here. So they've been doing seances at my home on occasion. Kai Mugi is from Germany. He does amazing things. Warren Taylor is coming here this week to do seances. And we have apports, which are materialized objects that appear in the room. We had a beautiful a glass-shaped jewel about 5 inches across appear in the middle of the floor in a seance room in a blinding flash of light without a single noise. And Julia Kaimergi's wife showed the whole audience in red flashlight, because physical phenomena, a lot of it happens in the dark. And so you can say, oh, it's trickery. But believe me, I've seen enough. There's no trickery. So anyway, this room was empty. A blinding flash of light in the middle of the floor is this jewel. It was just amazing. It was materialized by the spirits as a gift. And we had not only that, but several of those appeared. And then with the red light on, so everybody could see Kai, you would see we were allowed to get up close to him in the chair, and he was in trance. And you'd see a swelling under his eyelid, his lower eyelid. And then he would push that out, and a jewel would pop out of his eye and fall onto the floor. And this happened about 6 times. Everybody thought it was like a tear that was then congealing like gel, and then became hard, and it dropped out as a fully formed gem onto the floor. And they were about the size of lima beans. Amazing.
Oh, my word. And Can you, for some of our listeners probably don't know why you utilize a red light during seances. Can you explain why a red light is used?
Yeah, the red light, you can all see in the red light. And it's just like pilots that use the red light at night. Your night vision is ruined when you have bright light. So the red light doesn't ruin your night vision, so you can see more clearly. It also is a lower vibration so that the spirit energy, which require basically darkness, they're able to hold their energy enough in a red light in order to keep it manifested. But really, the most amazing things happen in total darkness. And that's just the way the psychic laws operate. It's not because people need to play tricks in the dark, because the same things can, on occasion, be shown, but it's much easier to show them in a red light. Warren Taylor, another medium, does these things with candlelight, so it's not technically a red light, but it's still a subdued light, so that everybody can see what's going on and see that there's absolutely no trickery involved. It's amazing.
Oh, well, Neil, I'd love to connect our first caller with you, actually. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you?
I am. Yes. All right. So we have Kathy from New York calling. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Kathy, meet Neil.
Hi,
Kathy.
Neil.
So
Kathy, how are you today?
You to call, Kathy?
I'm sorry?
Why are you calling? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm always looking for guidance.
Do you want to see who's around you, or what brings your call?
Any information that you can give me is welcome.
Okay, any information I can give you. Okay, I feel energetics around you from the father's side of the family. I'm going with grandfather here as well as your father. Is your father in spirit here? He's passed?
Yes, my father's in spirit.
Okay, so I feel, and you must have known his father, so your grandfather, but there's distance with them. So I don't know if you felt distanced from them, but they're coming to you now to make up for something that was running in that side of the family that created distance. Does this make sense to you?
Not really, not too much.
All right, well, I have... What I'm bringing is the father and the grandfather both sending you greetings, and the distance they're talking. I don't know if you haven't heard from them or haven't got readings from mediums from them, but they want to close the distance that you seem to have felt. And I'm not talking by them necessarily, but you seem to have felt isolated or out of connection with either that side of the family or in general with people that are still on the living. Does this make sense? And do you have a brother living?
Yes.
Please?
No, I do not have a brother.
Okay, because talking about somebody that is supportive at your around your age for you, that would be helpful in something that you're going through right now where you feel you need support or you need help. Does this make sense in the situation here?
Yes, it does.
This is what they're telling me. Okay, that makes sense?
Yes.
I need your answer quickly. Okay, so the father is saying that he is lending support through a male energy in the living to support you. That support is on the way, and not to give up. Because sometimes you just feel like left like a boat afloat without a rudder. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
I do, yes.
Okay, so I feel that this has been going on for a while, but he's giving you words of encouragement that this will not last even till the end of the year, but you're going to, he's advising you to open yourself to the support and keep an open mind here. And I feel you're going to have a much better direction by December or middle of December here. And it's and somebody in the living male gives you some help or guidance or puts a thought in your mind that can help you kind of crystallize or see clearer where you're headed. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. And who, you have a grandmother here who's giving you chocolate chip cookies. I don't know who liked the chocolate chip cookies or if you do, but they're giving you these. Of course, on spirit side, they're low calorie. Okay.
Kathy, thanks for
calling. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Neil.
Thank you, Kelly.
I wanted to- Neil, I wanted to ask you another question before we have to go to a break, actually, here. So right now, are you seeing, where are you seeing clients? That's my question I should ask you. So if my listeners want
I see them two places. I see clients in Lilydale. I have a house in Lilydale that I rent out, but I have a reading room in that house. And we're also having a closed circle that meets, as a matter of fact, tonight. We meet every Thursday night to develop physical mediumship ourselves. So we've had table tilting, and we've had lights appear on the table and various things. So we're taking baby steps toward our own physical mediumship. No apports yet, but hopefully that'll come too.
That's fantastic.
I read in Lilydale, or I read right here. I'm speaking at my house, which is 4 miles outside of Lilydale in the country. It's beautiful. You can't see the neighbors, so you can go naked gardening until a UPS man pulls up in his truck. But it's beautiful out here. All you can see are woods.
Oh, fantastic.
So I read here, too.
And, Neil,
I live in a geodesic dome.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
And, now, Neil, it's quite a great shape for spirit.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If my listeners wanted to get in touch with you, they can reach you at docneil@mac.com. Is that correct?
Yes. And Neil is spelled N-E-A-L, not N-E-I-L. So it's docneil, D-O-C-N-E-A-L at Mac, like the computer, M-A-C. com.
Fantastic. And I'll have that address up onto my Facebook page for our listeners to get in touch with you. So we need to take a quick break. And as I mentioned, if you're interested in connecting in with Neil, you can reach him at docneil, D-O-C-N-E-A-L at mac.com. And keep checking out our show. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thanks.
We've already said
hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio with me, Kelly Ballard. I appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive, I work with Spirit daily to provide my clients with answers and insight and inspirations from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. We have time left for callers, so give us a call. You can reach us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. I would love for you to have an opportunity to connect with our amazing guest, medium and medical doctor, Dr. Neil Zipkowski, today. And for those of you who might just be tuning in, Neil is a medium out at Lilydale and has had the most fantastic journey connecting in with Spirit. And you are absolutely going to want to listen to the replay of this show, which can be found on Transformation Talk Radio or in the archives of my website at some point tomorrow. So if you want to connect with Neil outside of the show, again, his contact information is docneal, docneal at mac.com. And again, that number to reach us right now, if you would like to call in and talk with Dr. Neil, is 800-930-2819. So, Neil, we have another caller from Utah. Are you ready to chat?
Almost. I just want to give Warren Peter Kaler a plug. I just looked at his Facebook page. It's Warren Peter Kaler, C-A-Y-L-O-R. And there are many pictures of the airport stones that he's bringing through in his seances in Toronto this week. Beautiful, beautiful pictures. So it's amazing. It's hard to believe, but they are brought through. So I just wanted to give him a plug.
And you said Warren Taylor, and what was the last name?
Warren Peter Kaler, C-A-Y-L-O-R. So if you put in a question thing at the top of Facebook page, Warren Peter Kaler, you'll see his Facebook page, and you'll see some of the amazing gems that he has materialized through his mouth.
Neil, I'm looking at them right now, and this is just incredible. My socks are...
Oh, it is. Now, you go the third one down with the clear stone. That's what Kaimuki gave. That size and shape stone appeared right in the middle of the seance room a few months ago when he was here. See that clear stone with the two hands?
Yes. Oh, incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
I am
incredible. Absolutely.
I'm going to link these pictures on my Facebook page for you guys to see, because this is just out of control. I love it.
And one other thing, for those that are interested in physical mediumship, including you, there is a site for those interested. It's like a Facebook of physical mediumship, and it is called Physical Mediumship, the number 4, the letter U, dot Ning, M-I-N-G.com. And you can join them and learn and connect with a lot of physical mediums that way. It's a great site.
Awesome. And I'll put that up on my page as well. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Caller from Utah, huh?
Yeah, we've got Ann from Milford, Utah. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Ann, meet Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Ann.
Nice to meet you.
Is there any particular thing you'd like to know, or just general stuff?
Just general stuff today.
General stuff. All right, Ann. Mm-hmm. As I'm coming in your vibration, I hear the word sister. Would you have a sister that would want to greet you from the spirit side?
I have no sisters.
All right. Then the word sister is coming, the first thing I heard when I was connecting with you. So if sister can mean two things. It could mean your sister, or it could mean somebody. Actually, I'm seeing a nun, so I don't know if there's a nun that used to know you that is connecting, but she's sweet, and she wants to touch in with you. There's a common bond here with sweetness, because she says you're a sweet, spiritual person, and she is encouraging you. It's almost like she's a guide for you, because she's encouraging you with your own spiritual studies, as if you have had your own aha moments and are becoming more attuned to spiritual things. Would this make sense?
Yes, it would.
All right.
It would.
So know that she is there very much with you as a guide. Would you remember, I don't know if there's Catholic in your background, but do you remember knowing a nun who would have been like a teacher to you?
I have no nun. I have a friend. Would a daughter come into place? Do you see anything with daughter?
Okay, your friend's daughter is in spirit, are you telling me?
No, my own daughter.
Your own daughter. And are you talking about
yes.
a daughter in the living or in spirit? Because that's
spirit.
Two different places I have to look.
Mm-hmm.
In spirit, did you say?
Yes, in spirit.
The connection is bad. Okay, all right. What is this with the knee? She's showing me something about her knee. Was there problems with one of her knees? That you can recall?
Not that I can recall. Yeah.
All right. Well,
she was totally broken up.
I have a daughter here, unless she's talking about your knee, but she's showing me a knee. She's giving healing to a knee. I don't know if you've had knee trouble, but she's giving me healing, feeling to a knee. And I have the daughter. At one time, she would have had a longer hair, as she's showing me here. She comes.
Yes.
I don't know if she lost her. It feels like I got bumped. I don't know if you've ever been hit in the stomach where you lose your air, but it's like, you know, I'm feeling like I'm gasping for air here as she's coming there to you. There's a lot of emotions with it there, but I feel her around you, and there is something where she's talking about you, thinking about taking a trip or traveling coming up later this fall. Would you know what I'm talking about here? Are you with me? Hello? Say
yes.
Something. I need to hear your voice.
Okay. Something about coming up or something this fall, right?
A trip. Can you understand? Your daughter is here in the spirit sending you greetings and telling you about talking about going on a trip coming up this fall where I don't know if I want to do the whole trip or not. Would you know what I'm talking about here?
Not really.
All right, well, you remember we said this, because I'm going toward the end of October or into November with a short trip.
So right
I don't
away,
know
right?
how much you travel or if you do, but I feel like I'm hesitating about a trip. There's something about it that I want to encourage you to do from your daughter, because she's around
okay.
your vibration, and she's showing me a teapot or something that steams on the stove. Would you think of your daughter when you're making tea or something that's steaming on the stove? Does this make you think of your daughter?
Yes, it does.
All right. There's something significant with that. So when you do that, that reminds you of her. She wants you to know that she is with you, sending you love and encouragement. It feels like, you know, she tries to let you know that she's around. And I don't know when there's something on this, I don't know if this is a tea kettle that's making steam or something in the steam, but you'll almost see her picture in the steam or feel something that reminds you about her in the fragrance of the steam, because this is how she wants to identify that she has been around you lately. Does this make sense to you?
Neil, I have
yes,
to cut you
does.
Off right there.
It
I'm so sorry. Just about
okay.
out of time. Anne, thank you so
okay.
much for calling and connecting in with Neil.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much.
All the best. It is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by, and I cannot wait to connect with all of you next week. I need to thank my amazing guest today, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for sharing his time and his energy with us. Neil, thank you so much. Having you on was absolutely phenomenal.
Well, you're welcome. And good luck to all of you and all your readers, and check out those physical phenomena. One thing leads to another on your path of spiritual discovery and unfoldment. Bless you all.
Thank you, Neil. And I want to thank all of you for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today. Thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. You can join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll be talking about another time, another life. Let's talk about past lives. You won't want to miss this show. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve Spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.